And then, obviously, taking good shots, avoiding easy transition opportunities, obviously, for Toronto, because that's what they really have been relying on to score with their half-court set really struggling.
And, obviously, one of the guys that has been a big thorn in the Bucks' side in this series is now in Houston, so that's favorable with no Fred VanVleet. But strange things just seem to happen when these two teams play, and we need look no further than last year in that building with what the Raptors did in the fourth quarter against the Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, 21 points get away from the Bucks in that win over Toronto in 3 minutes. They ended up winning in overtime. But, you know, at the end of the day, they did win both games here, and yep. That's not been something that this team's done very frequently. So we'll see what they got cooking here for this first of three games these teams will play this season, and the first of two in this building in the next 2 weeks.
It should be another fun one tonight, 2 weeks from tonight, that second game, the Bucks and the Raptors in Toronto. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The game is next. The first road game of the season for Adrian Griffin's Bucks takes them to Toronto for the Bucks and the Raptors. Dave Kane has the call after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Breakthroughs aren't just for medical journals. They're to help people live their best lives. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network, people are the driving force behind everything we do. That means every breakthrough, every clinical study, every interaction is to help you, your family, and your neighbors live better. We do everything humanly possible because we see everything humanly possible in you. To find out how compassion motivates world-class care, visit Frater.com.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Scotiabank Arena here in downtown Toronto, where tonight the Bucks take on the Raptors in their first road game of this young season. And after posting the league's best record away from home a season ago, including a pair of wins in this building, well, the Bucks are hoping to carry some of that road magic into this new season starting tonight. Hello, everybody. This is Dave Kane welcoming you once again into our play-by-play coverage of Bucks basketball. Another night, another familiar opponent for first-year Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. Tonight he'll go opposite his old team and another first-year head coach in Darko Rajakovic. More on that matchup in a moment, but first, these words from our partners. Bucks basketball is presented by BMO, the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's go Bucks. By Jockey for nearly 150 years. Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop jockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Valley Sports Wisconsin, Valley Sports Wisconsin, the heart of the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. By Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, we're getting set to enjoy this one. These two Eastern Conference opponents hooking up. Mentioned it just a moment ago for the first two meetings of the next 2 weeks. Three times they'll play. But again, twice in this building in the near future. So we'll get a taste for what this Toronto Raptors team is like. They've got a lot of the same faces you've seen, minus one big name, and that would be one Fred VanVleet, who has led the Raptors in scoring in all three games he's played versus the Bucks a season ago, averaging 30 points a game in his place. Dennis Schroeder, who was added to the roster for Toronto, and both teams trying to kind of find their way with new coaches. All right, we are going to step aside. When we come back, we'll have your BMO starting lineups along with your opening tip. After this is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
To your inbox.
Well, lights down here at Scotiabank Arena as we are set for game time here. Just about ready to get underway here with the Bucks and the Raptors getting set to collide for what figures to be a good one here tonight, a 103rd all-time meeting between these two teams. Raptors have kind of had the Bucks number through the years. They've won 6 of the last 9, but Milwaukee did snap a 5-game losing streak to the Raptors in the first meeting a season ago and win the first 3 contests before dropping the 4th in a kind of throwaway game where the Bucks rested all their starters going into the playoffs. Well, let's take a look at who will be starting tonight, presented as always by BMO. BMO, the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks, and we begin with the Raptors at 1 win, 3 losses through the opening week of this season. They've lost 3 consecutive games after edging by Detroit in their first contest. Darko Rajakovic mentioned the 44-year-old head coach, first-time head coach for this team, was hired in June. Second European-born NBA head coach, spent the last 3 years as a Memphis assistant, and again, guides a team that is mostly the same from a season ago, with one large exception. That's at the point guard spot, where we said Fred VanVleet is now a Houston Rocket, left via free agency, and that opens the door for Dennis Schroeder. He came as a free agent, signed on a mid-level exception this season. The 6'3", 172-pound, 11th-year man out of Germany is going to be starting at the point. He's averaged just under 9 assists per game already this season to lead the way for the Raptors there. He'll share the backcourt with a very big guard, and you're going to see that. A lot of length for this Toronto Raptors team. Scotty Barnes fits the bill at 6'9", 227 pounds, now a third-year pro out of Florida State. He's led the way in rebounds, scoring, and block shots so far this season, and at 28.8 points a game, 9.5 rebounds, and 2.5 blocks. So very much a Swiss Army knife of sorts for this team, and they look at him as potentially their future. For the Raptors, they'll also turn to OG Anunoby at the 3 to start this contest tonight, starting his 4th game in as many outings that he's played in. The 26-year-old, now in his 7th season with the Raptors, he's averaging 13.7 points and 4 rebounds a game so far this year. Also, starting tonight for Toronto, it will be Pascal Siakam. Siakam at 6'9", 230 pounds, 29 years old now. Struggled against the Bucks a year ago. We'll get more into that in a moment, but has been an outstanding player, 2-time All-Star and All-NBA player, including last season. He's the longest tenured Raptor, against 6'9", 230 pounds for the 8th-year man out of New Mexico State. Jakob Poeltl rounds out the starting five. He is a traditional center, something they did not have until the middle of the season last year when they traded for him. At 7 feet 1 inches in height, 245 pounds, another eighth-year man by way of Austria. And he is the first Austrian player in NBA history. On the other side of the ledger, well, the head coach is Adrian Griffin, hired on June the 5th. And here are the remaining starters for the Bucks tonight.
Dame Lillard, Oakland, California, a.k.a. Brookfield, California, the Weber State University.
Malik Beasley, Atlanta, Georgia, the Florida State University.
Chris Middleton, Charleston, South Carolina, Texas A&M.
Giannis Antetokounmpo from Athens, Greece.
Brooke Lopez, Fresno, California, Stanford University.
So that is the preferred starting five for Adrian Griffin, whose team is off to a 2-1 start, bounced back from a lopsided loss to the Atlanta Hawks on Sunday. On the second of the back-to-back, they would get a measure of vindication against the Miami Heat team that knocked them out of the playoffs last time out, a 122-114 win over the Heat. This will be just the fourth game of the season so far for Milwaukee, as we mentioned it. Just their first road game of the year. A season ago, the Bucks leading the NBA in road wins at 26-15, tied for the best road record in the league a season ago. Bucks in white tonight. They'll be wearing their Association Edition uniforms with the green numbers and lettering. Bucks spelled out across the front. The Raptors in red with red lettering. Raptors spelled out across the front in front of a black backdrop. Black numbers, white lettering for the Raptors on the back. And our crew chief, Josh Tyven, has the ball, and he's going to put it in the air. And the opening tip is going to be won back by Toronto, as it's won back by Poeltl. It's the Raptors going right to left. Our officiating crew, led by Josh Tyven, J.B. DeRosa working with him, and Tyler Markovich also with him. And we've got a double dribble right out of the gates for Toronto. So turnovers, they have been a problem at times for this Raptors bunch. 15.5 turnovers per contest coming into this game. And that ranks in the bottom 10 of the league, and they'll give it away right out of the chutes here tonight. So the Bucks will have the basketball, and that'll be one of the areas we watch very closely. Bucks have had some problems with turnovers of their own right, for that matter. They've given it away 27 times a game, or 17 times, rather, a game, ranking 27th. So Milwaukee with the basketball. First shot of the night is Brook Lopez. He tees up a three, but he missed it from the right wing. Off the back iron strong. Here comes Barnes the other direction now for Miami off the outlet feed. He's working on Chris Middleton, staying with him step for step, so he backs it out. Now Dennis Schroeder drifting to his left. Kicks out top. They lost track of Pascal Siakam, and he drills the three, making the Bucks pay. The Raptors coming off of a game that was their worst three-point shooting game since 2017 in the loss to the Blazers on Monday. And here's a blocked shot. Poeltl got in the way of the Middleton shot, but it was picked up quickly by Lopez. Now they work it opposite wing with 10 to shoot. It's a bounce pass from Dame Lillard. He's going to turn it over. On that exchange with Giannis, it was taken by Schroeder. We've seen that happen on a number of occasions, particularly in the Atlanta game. That turnover right there was a bugaboo. Here's Poeltl. He has the ball poked away by a help side defense of Chris Middleton, who came in from the backside and tips it. Giannis races off for Milwaukee. He'll give to Lopez. Lopez puts up a tough shot, and it's another shot block for Poeltl. Jakob Poeltl has blocked two of the Bucks' three shots tonight. And here's another turnover going the other way. Wow, sloppy basketball taken away by Middleton. Now the pass goes up the court. Giannis missed the shot, gets his own rebound, and he misses the stick back. Poeltl comes away with it as he wrestles it away. And, yeah, it has been a bit unsightly to start this one both ways. Kick ball on the other side. Damian Lillard getting the foot out there, trying to restore a little order to things here tonight. Man, oh, man, back and forth. We have already seen in this contest, how about four turnovers in less than 2 minutes between these teams? Three of them coming from the Bucks, or from, I should say, Toronto. One of them from the Bucks. On the other side of things, it's going to be another turnover. The Raptors give it away again on the exchange, taken away by Lopez, and now it's going to go to Lillard. He'll zip the pass to the near side to Middleton. Middleton trying to back his way on the baseline. Spins right past Schroeder and uses the right hand as he scissors his way down to the low block and knifes in to lay it in to give the Bucks their first points of the night. A 3-2 lead for Toronto. We have played 2 minutes and 11 seconds. Raptors with the basketball. Right to left. It's a pass out to Barnes. Barnes knocks down the three. Well, leave it to the Bucks to draw out the best three-point shooting for a team that knocked down all of 4 three-pointers for the entirety of their last game against Portland. They've already hit their first 2 tries tonight. Here's Lillard on the other end. He's trying to drive down low, takes it right at Poeltl and shows him how it's done. That explosive speed from Lillard. People think of him as just a shooter, but man, he'll show you. He's got some game taking it to the inside as well, and Milwaukee's back to within two. Here's another three-point try, and Barnes, rather, that's Ananobi who knocks down the three this time from the left wing. Good grief. Toronto, 3 of 3. Mentioned, they were just 4 of 29 last time they played. What a difference a day makes. Lillard going to fire up a three. He can't hit from the right wing. Leaves it short. Dame in his first three games with the Bucks shooting just 30% from three-point range. And Toronto with a 9-4 lead will have a shot blocked on the other side. Lopez got in the way of it. Poeltl then missed the shot as he followed it up, but then batted his own miss out. And then he takes the feed down low. A breakdown underneath as Barnes finds him for the easy bucket. And a quick timeout coming from the Bucks. So with 8:36 to go, the Bucks find themselves trailing 11-4 as we sit. 8:36 to go in the first quarter. We'll see if they can fix what ails them when we come back after these words. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health has Medicare Advantage plans that give you $25 a month back towards your Medicare Part B premium? That's $300 a year back in your pocket. Isn't that great? Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal. Certain restrictions apply to the Part B giveback. Visit networkhealth.com/Medicare/extra benefits for details.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big-time money on Wisconsin cheese.
8-ounce Wayawiga shreds, $1.79 or 3 for $5. Or Wayawiga cheese blocks, $2.69 a pound.
Ay, caramba, hot prices on cheese.
Shreds, 3 for 5 or blocks, $2.69 a pound.
We've lowered our cheese prices. Please take advantage of these sensational prices.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee-owned. It's Woodmans.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, "Show me the money!" to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, "Show me the money!" More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Hey, Bucks fans, Pick and Save is the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Also presented by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So all that talk about the Raptors' half-court offense struggling among the worst in the league so far this season, throw it all out the window. They're terrific. They have now hit all three of their three-point shots, 4 of 6 from the floor, mostly in the half court, so go figure what a difference a day makes. Here comes Milwaukee with the basketball down 9-4. Giannis, a wraparound pass down low, was a wild one and unable to be controlled in the corner by Malik Beasley, and that'll be the second turnover of the night for the Bucks. Raptors out in front 11-4 despite turning it over four times themselves. They have completely dominated, at least in the half court, ironically enough, in this game. And here is potentially another turnover. It is. The pass was thrown all the way behind about everybody for Toronto, and by the time Barnes got to it, it was an over and back into the backcourt. That'll be the fifth team or turnover already now again for the Raptors, who have not even played four minutes in this game. So the basketball will belong to the Bucks out of bounds. We'll see if they can take advantage. Milwaukee has gone just 2 of 8 from the floor and given it away twice themselves. It's going to be Dame Lillard with the ball. He moves out to the top of the arc, looking to pass the ball off to Middleton. Middleton's on the right wing now. He bangs around, spins to his left, now spins to his right, fades, fires, and hits from the right baseline. Tough shot there from Chris Middleton. Bucks started 0-5, but have since hit 3 of their last 4 from the floor. So if they can get those shots off, they're in good shape. But trying to avoid those turnovers and allowing the Raptors to get going in their transition. They love to run. Here's a drive down low. Anunoby draws 2 defenders, and he tried to pass it through him, and he turned it over. So both teams we talked about under new head coaches, that is a telltale sign as you're trying to learn turnovers can be a byproduct of that. Beasley puts up a shot. His shot is blocked. Coming out to block the shot was Scotty Barnes, who we mentioned, averaging 2.5 blocks a game through his first 4 games this season. Toronto's got it on the other side now. Siakam spins down low, hands off, got out of the double team and sent it right underneath to Poeltl at an easy layup. That's been the issue for the Bucks. They've been putting that aggression on, and then they've lost it behind. That's been the susceptibility of this group. Now a turnover the other way, knocked away from Lopez. They're going to work it ahead on a couple nice passes. It sets up Anunoby underneath for the two-hand dunk. So another turnover for the Bucks, and up and down the court we go. Both teams having a hard time taking care of the ball, but right now the Bucks in a 15-6 hole. 6:50 to go here in this first quarter. Pocket pass from Middleton to Lopez. His little floater misses from 8 feet. It rims in and out. And Brook has now missed on his first 3 shots of the night. Pull-up 3 from Barnes, and he'll splash another one through. Toronto can do no wrong from distance. They have already equaled their entire output on 3-point shooting from one night ago in the opening 6 minutes of this game. How do you like that? Middleton takes the pass down low in a defensive breakdown for the Raptors now as Lillard sets him up for the easy layup. Middleton has now hit all 3 of his 4 shots. And the Bucks pull back to within 10, but they're losing ground even when they score because Toronto is unconscious shooting the basketball outside so far. They have yet to miss. Barnes thought about another 3. He's picked up by Giannis. Now switches off. Gets it to Poeltl rolling to the rim. Poeltl sends it out. 3-point try. And finally a miss from this scorching hot Raptors team. And a near turnover as they were trying to get it going in transition. Anunoby knocked it out. He's saying it was off of Beasley. But the officials right now have it with the Bucks. And now they're going to reverse it and say it is Toronto basketball. So yet another turnover now for the Bucks. They've given it away 4 times. Toronto's given it away 6 times, and we have not even played 6 minutes, just over 6. What a start to this one. Bucks down by 10, 18-8. Connaughton comes into the game, as does Jay Crowder for Milwaukee. Crowder trying to defend right now on Siakam. He fades and fires, misses the shot. Rebound snatched in by Beasley. He'll go the other way now for Milwaukee. Bucks look to try to set up in the half court. Lopez with some aggressive ball-hawking defense was driving. He almost lost it. It was poked away but picked up by Beasley. He uncorks a 3 but leaves it short. Milwaukee has now missed on all 4 of its 3-point tries. Bucks just 4 of 13 from the floor. Conversely, Toronto has hit 6 of their 8. Here's a pass inside, make it 7 of 11, and 8 of 12 on a pass on a handoff to Poeltl, who has an easy dunk. Poeltl is just feasting right now on some defensive breakdowns for the Bucks inside and has been the beneficiary of some great passes. Lillard's going to drive in, takes it right at Poeltl, but misses this time with a layup. He had sealed him off, just couldn't finish the shot. 20-8, Toronto all over the Bucks here in this first quarter. Another feed to Poeltl. Poeltl gallops down the lane, an easy layup. Bucks are making Jakob Poeltl look like Nikola Jokic early in this one, and a timeout is coming. A 19-6 run over the last 4:47 for the Raptors, who have staked out to what is a 22-8 lead. So with that, we go to break. Milwaukee going to have to try to go back to the book drawing board. They have struggled on both sides of the floor. We'll come back after these words. Down again, 22-8 on the road. First quarter action on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Well, tonight is proven to be one of them nights for the Bucks early on, learning on the fly here as we welcome you back to Scotiabank Arena, trailing 22-8, thanks in large measure to 29% shooting, and how about 69% shooting for the opposition. That is sort of the tail of the tape. And oh, by the way, we've seen plenty of turnovers both ways, 10 turnovers between these teams. Milwaukee with the basketball after the stoppage. Connaughton driving down the lane. He gets fouled as he was attacking. Pirtle was seeking out the block shot, what would have been already his, would have been his third block, make it his fourth block of the night if he'd gotten that one. He's already got three of them. And again, we were starting to say it, Pirtle's looking like Will Chamberlain the way he's going tonight. He's already got 8 points and three blocks to go with his five rebounds. And we haven't even played a half a quarter. This is a guy who averages 8.8 points a game this season, as the first of two free throws from Connaughton is good. Tonight's cocktail of the game is presented by Casamigos. Visit bucks.com/cocktail for tonight's recipe and all this season's Casamigos cocktail of the game recipes. Casamigos, proud to be an official spirit of the Milwaukee Bucks in Fiserv Forum. Also presented by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. And that kind of night, Pat Connaughton was putting up a free throw, and it looked like it was about to nestle its way through, and all of a sudden an awkward hop, and it rolls off the side iron. So he goes one for two. And the Bucks are now 22-9. 4:28 to play here. We are in quarter number one from Toronto. And we got a whistle and a foul going against Jake Crowder, who is defending Pascal Siakam. And that'll be team foul number one for the Bucks. Inbound pass goes to Dennis Schroeder. Schroeder is out there along with Pirtle, Siakam, Trent, and Grady Dick, the rookie. Here's a drive from Siakam, and he takes it down the right side of the line with little resistance and lays it in. A lot of layups, a lot of three-pointers. That's how Toronto has been bludgeoning the Bucks defense so far. 21-7, they have outscored the Bucks over the last 5.5 minutes. Here's a drive from Lillard, takes it down low and throws it away. That's a scud missile to the third row of seats behind the Raptors bench. So Toronto's going to have the ball, and we said it, these are two teams that are playing under their new systems, new head coaches. Both have looked disjointed, but the Bucks have looked far more disjointed, as the scoreboard would bear out. 24-9, and now Milwaukee has almost crept even in the turnover department. The problem is the Bucks are 4 of 14 from the floor, and the Raptors are 10 of 14 with 4 3-pointers on just 5 attempts. Siakam's got it straight away, dribbles with a left hand, going to feed it to the far side. They work it to the right wing, a head fake from Trent. He's going to fire up a three, misses it, but a long rebound goes right back to the Raptors. It'll set up Trent again. His next three misses, and another offensive board, this time for Pirtle. So the Bucks just scrambling, unable to get rebounds even when the Raptors miss. Siakam isolated, working on Bobby Portis. He's going to pull up and stick the 16-footer from the left free throw line extended. And the beat goes on. Toronto just beating up the Bucks here in this first quarter, 26-9. Crowder works it to the left wing. Beasley's got it there, defended by Grady Dick, who's got it on the defensive in the crouch. She's going to pass out top. to Lillard. Lillard works it back to Beasley. Beasley drives in on Grady Dick, puts up the shot. That hangs on the rim and mercifully falls through. Raptors will go the other way with it. Bucks with Crowder, Portis, Lillard, Beasley, and Connaughton on the floor currently. Pascal Siakam working on Portis's defense. He passes out. The rookie Grady Dick pulls up. Right elbow jumper, back iron too strong, and the rebound picked up by Bobby Portis. Portis running the other way now for Milwaukee. He's into the front court on the right baseline. Sends out right wing to Crowder. Out top it goes. Connaughton back to Portis. Portis squeezes off a three. That's offline wide right. And the rebound going to be snatched in by Malachi Flynn. Flynn pushes it the other direction now for the Raptors before he gives to Siakam. Siakam drives the right side of the lane. Draws the whistle on the foul. And he will go to the line for two. So you're going to see Pascal Siakam trying to buck the trend. He has only made 10 free throws in four games this season. After averaging better than five free throw makes per game a season ago. And he will step to the line, shooting 71% when he has been there this season on 10 of 14. Mentioned Siakam didn't exactly play his best basketball against the Bucks a season ago as he knocks down the first here after being fouled by Pat Connaughton, who picks up what is his first. Siakam a season ago, 15.7 points a game, shot just 38%. It was 2 of 11 from three-point range in three games against the Bucks last season. That's in contrast to the All-Star a season ago, averaging better than 24 points a game. His second free throw is perfect. Lead continues to balloon for this Raptors team now, 28-11. A 17-point advantage for the Raptors here in this first quarter with still 2:17 to go. Pat Connaughton trying to feed it down low. That's knocked into the air and intercepted, taken by Grady Dick. He'll feed it ahead to Siakam. Siakam going to hand off. The trailing Dick fires up the three, and he misses it from the right wing. Rebound goes to Giannis the other direction, races off the other way. Little stutter step, lays it off the window with a foul. So Giannis will get his first points on the board 7 minutes into this one of his playing time. And a rare foul for the Raptors here in this first quarter, just their second team foul. I haven't seen many fouls either way, just two of them for both sides. That one is going to be on Dick. So that'll send Giannis to the line for an opportunity at the three-point play. Giannis at the free throw line this season has fared better of late. He was 8 of 11 his last game against the Miami Heat just two nights ago on his first free throw here, and only free throw of this trip will make it as he rolls it over the front iron and good. So a cap to three-point play. Raptors have still doubled up on the Bucks, though, 28-14 with a minute 53 to play in the first quarter. Pass goes to the right wing. Malachi Flynn into the paint, passes out. Barnes will give it to Boucher. Chris Boucher works it to the right wing. Gary Trent Jr. has it there, working around a screen. Picked up by Portis on the switch. Sends it out. Grady Dick puts up a tough three in the late shot clock. It did not draw iron. He had a hand coming over his shoulder that made that almost impossible. He had a double clutch, and on that second try, Giannis trying to get his teammates to settle down a little bit here as he will take the inbound pass from Jay Crowder. Giannis ushers it across the midcourt stripe, having a little trouble with Barnes trying to knock it away, sends out to Crowder. Crowder catch and shoot three, way too strong, and the rebound is gobbled up by Siakam as they boxed out on Portis well. Raptors the other way with a 28-14 advantage. Malachi Flynn feeds over to Grady Dick. His three ball. This time it's pure. That's what they brought him in to do. First round pick and the number 13 overall pick out of the University of Kansas. Grady Dick can fill it up from outside. Bobby Portis on the other side, right of the lane, puts up a jump hook. That bounces off the back iron and drops. 31-16. Raptors all over the Bucks here in this first quarter still. Here's Grady Dick. Rifles a pass right side. Pull-up jumper from Barnes. Misses too strong. Long rebound right back to him. Giannis just wasn't chasing it down. Grady Dick now has it. He has the ball poked away by Crowder. Now it's loose on the deck. Flynn has it. And he stepped on the sideline. Out of bounds. Bucks are going to have it. It was an aggressive trap being put on by Cam Payne and Jay Crowder. Fans wanted a foul. So did Cam Payne. He took the worst of that collision. Instead, no foul called, and the Bucks will have the basketball going left to right. 31-16 our score. 35 seconds to play. Giannis sees an opening, goes right to it inside, and He's going to get called for an offensive foul, I believe. A charging call against Giannis. Giannis is suggesting they should challenge this, and I think the Bucks are going to do just that. So with 33 seconds remaining in this first quarter, it appears we have our first challenge of the night. And it's coming on this drive from Giannis, who would, as it stands now, be saddled with his first foul of the night. The Bucks have shot just 37% so far in this game. They have missed all six of their three-pointers. Conversely, the Raptors have gone 5 of 10 from three-point range in this first quarter and hit 55% of theirs.
Offensive foul on Giannis.
So they're going to look at this thing, and we'll see if we can get a look at it ourselves to see whether he was, in fact, wronged here on that call. Giannis, 3 points tonight. He is 1 of 3 from the floor with one rebound in his 8 minutes. And get my first peek at it here as I take a look at the monitor. And yeah, it'll be interesting. Grady Dick was the one who stepped in front of him and took the shot. The question is, did he initiate contact? It's going to be interesting. It wasn't a straight-on collision. It was the right inside shoulder of Grady Dick where the contact arrived, and it looked like he was mostly set. That'll be interesting. I'm not going to pretend to know on this one. We'll wait to see what they say as the officials appear to have the decision in hand. We'll hear from Josh Tyman.
Upon review, Grady Dick gets to a spot legally, and Giannis makes more than marginal contact to the torso, and the offensive foul is upheld. The challenge is unsuccessful. As a result, Milwaukee will lose this timeout, and they have no further challenges the rest of the game.
I believe they call that insult to injury, as Milwaukee will have, as you just heard, well described by Josh Tyman, no more challenges in the first quarter. They use this one on Giannis's first, and hopefully that doesn't come back to bite the Bucks. And, you know, oftentimes you consider the source. Giannis is typically not one to ask for a challenge unless he has a pretty good sense on these things. But this time he was wrong, and they didn't hesitate. The second he asked for the challenge, his bench acquiesced. So game clock and shot clock separate by about 9 seconds, and Toronto's going to have it going the other way, leading 31-16 in front of a full house here tonight. It's Scotiabank Arena. Dennis Schroeder picked up by Campaign, works it near wing left. Gary Trent Jr.'s three, misses, rebound, picked up by Giannis. He'll take it the other way. Shot clock is off now. Milwaukee can play for the final shot of this, what has been a hard to watch at times, first quarter. Campaign's three-pointer missed. Bobby Portis comes flying in for the rebound, but there was a whistle on the floor, and it's going against the Raptors, it would appear. So that'll be team foul number two for, or make it three for the Raptors. And it's going to be the second foul, though, of the last 2 minutes of this quarter, so it's going to send Bobby Portis to the line because that will put the Raptors into the penalty. So we'll see if BP can do something here at the free throw line where he has struggled so far early this season, just 4 of 8. His first free throw is good here. He's a good shooter. It shouldn't typically be a challenge for him. He did hit 2 for 2 last time out against Miami on Monday night. Makes good on the first one here, and Bobby has his first trip to the line here. He is 3 points tonight in 5 minutes off the bench. Bench mob's going to have to come through for the Bucks here again tonight to try to help him out. He knocks down the second free throw. Now Toronto's going to turn it over. Pass was deflected initially. Looked like Payne was going to have it, but it was regathered by the Raptors. It sets up a desperation heave for Dennis Schroeder, and that will do be that on our first quarter of basketball. It's one the Bucks are going to want to burn. They won't even want to watch that film. They might have to. Some lessons taking them the hard way. Bucks trail 31-18 at the end of one. We're back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 11/30/2023.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Providing the largest cancer clinical trials treatment program in Wisconsin is more than a statistic. It means offering you more options. It means more hope. At the Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, people are the driving force behind providing the most advanced, most powerful cancer care available. We push further, learn more, and lead the way. That's how we do everything humanly possible for life without cancer. To find out how dedication fuels breakthrough cancer care, visit frater.com/cancer.
With NBA League Pass, you get so much game.
Even regular season games?
Yep.
Even some of the in-season tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Can I watch home and away team broadcasts?
Oh, yeah.
Can I watch from my phone while I take a long bath?
Sure.
And if my team wins, can I stand up super fast and splash water everywhere and scream, yes, that's right!
Hey, could we get a normal fan for this commercial? Subscribe at NBA.com/League Pass today. Only select out-of-market games available and local blackout restrictions apply. Additional charges and other conditions may apply. Visit NBA.com/subscriber agreement for full terms and conditions.
Welcome back once again to Toronto. We are north of the border for this one, and it's only up from here, you'd have to think. After that first quarter, the Bucks find themselves trailing 31-18. We're brought to you by Pick and Save, official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Well, we thought it was only up, almost a turnover on the first possession. Giannis tracks it down into the backcourt as it rolled away from him, but it was touched by a Raptor player. Here's Marjon Beauchamp for the first time tonight, passing to Giannis. Late in the shot clock, Portis gets it off in the corner, but he missed it short. And the beat goes on for a Bucks team that is now 0-for-8 from distance. Malachi Flynn, the recipient of a transition pass. Milwaukee's three-point shooting has been surprisingly poor this season. It's just 35% through their first three games, and that's dropping at a rapid rate here tonight. We got a turnover going the other way, though. That's the only thing that's helping Milwaukee. Toronto has been equally tough with the basketball. Is it was Scotty Barnes traveling on the baseline, so Milwaukee's going to have it out of bounds on what goes as the ninth turnover of the game now for the Raptors. We had 15 turnovers between the teams in the first quarter. 8 for Toronto, 7 for Milwaukee. Giannis, nice helper down low, sets up Pat Connaughton for the lay-in, and Pat took a shot to the midsection, it looked like, as he laid that one in, but he's grimacing as he goes the other way. Looks like he's okay. Raptors go the other way. They've got still only down 11 in spite of how wretched this game has been for Milwaukee so far, at least for now. Here's a three-pointer, and this has been the real problem. The Raptors have rediscovered their three-point shot as Otto Porter Jr. knocking down the corner three. The veteran continues the trend for a Toronto team that couldn't buy a three. Now tonight they can't miss. Milwaukee tries another three, and another one misses. Marjon Beauchamp from the corner missed it. Ananobi the other way with it. Here's a three-point try from the top of the arc, and the beat goes on. How do you like that? Those is the break. Scotty Barnes knocks it down. The Raptors have hit on 8 of their 15 three-pointers so far. And here's Payne putting up a teardrop. He misses it. And the rebound tapped around and secured by Siakam. It's just saying the Bucks only down by 11. Well, all of a sudden they're down by 17 because Toronto just knocked down a couple threes and the Bucks continue to struggle. Malachi Flynn trying to keep that run of success going but misses badly on the three wide right. The Bucks go the other direction with it. Raptors 4 of 29 from 3 just two nights ago. Tonight, 8 of 15. Make it 7 of 15. You know, a little running jump hook miss from Portis, too strong off the back iron. Now Toronto goes the other way. 37 to 20. The Bucks have now shot just 32% for the game, 0 of 8 from 3. Boucher, a head fake, hands to Ananobi, gets it back, bobbles it underneath. Portis gets a chance to recover, and with that, it was Boucher pulling up and hitting right over Bobby from the baseline up close. 39-20, an 8-0 run now for the Raptors. Largest lead of the night for Toronto. Giannis has it on the other end with 9:17 to play in the second quarter. Marjon Beauchamp, the recipient of a pass, and misses on a 3-2 strong. Rebound goes again to Porter. He's going to pass it ahead to Flynn. Flynn's bounce pass inside. Barnes missed the bunny, but gets his own rebound, and he'll lay it right back up and in. That's the other problem for Milwaukee. The glass has also been completely dominated by Toronto tonight. We'll talk about that and more. But before we do, we got a timeout. One of them nights for the Bucks here. Learning. It's not the most fun thing always, nor is it the most sightly to watch. 41-20, Raptors all over Milwaukee here in half number one. 9:02 to play in the first half. Now this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis, oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel, it seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Upgrade your home and get 11% off all countertop at Menards. Menards countertops are durable, dependable, affordable, and easy to install. Transform everyday spaces into gathering places with Menards. Great selection of quartz and laminate countertop. Visit our kitchen showrooms in store or go to menards.com for your free estimates today and save 11% on all countertop at Menards. Good through November 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Natural gas is a clean, reliable, and convenient source of energy delivered directly to you through underground pipelines. The pipeline system has an excellent safety record, but there are clues that can help you identify a potential hazard. If you smell the strong odor of rotten eggs, hear an unusual hissing sound, or see blowing dirt or debris, it could be a natural gas leak. Leave the area immediately and call We Energies at 800-261-5325.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
Hey, Bucks fans, catch the Bucks all season long on Bally Sports. The comebacks, the breakout stars, the can't-miss moments. Watch on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app. We're also brought to you by Jockey. Just like the Bucks, Jockey's proud to call Wisconsin home for nearly 150 years. Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. Mention all the numbers that have worked against the Bucks trailing 41-20. One notable number to pass along to you is rebounding, where the Bucks have been absolutely clobbered. 22-8 on the glass so far tonight. Giannis has it inside the free throw line. He's being defended tightly. Needs to get rid of it. Gets it to Middleton. Middleton with four to shoot, went up with it, and he drew the whistle and the foul. That's a veteran move right there for Chris Middleton, who knew he had someone right on him and managed to get the whistle to work his way. Chris tonight has been the lone bright spot offensively for Milwaukee, who's hit three of his four shots. Aside from that, well, the Bucks are 5 of 22. Inbound pass to Bobby Portis. He'll hand back to Middleton. They'll say the shot was on the floor, so no shooting foul. Middleton gives to Giannis, and with five to shoot, Giannis has the ball knocked away, but he was fouled as he was going up. OG Anunoby is going to be called for it, and I got to think this will be a shooting foul. So they're going to say that was on the floor. No shots for Giannis. That's two in a row that looked like they were close. Giannis is not arguing it too much, but here comes the inbound pass. Bucks will take free throws at this point. They're having a hard time putting it through the cylinder otherwise. Middleton squeezes off a straight-on three, and he sinks it. Well, the Bucks could use a rather large dose of Chris Middleton, who hits the first three-pointer of the night for the Bucks on their 10th try. Three-pointer presented by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So the Raptors with the basketball on the ensuing possession, leading 41-23. Pass goes to the corner. Porter fires up another corner three. This time can't get it to drop as the rebound pulled down underneath by Portis. He'll give to Giannis. Giannis the other way. Gallops into the front court. Comes to a stop. Bounce pass inside to Portis. Portis got fouled as he was trying to muscle that shot up in traffic. Well, the Raptors lineup now is OG Anunoby, Scotty Barnes, Malachi Flynn, Chris Boucher, and Otto Porter Jr. The Bucks countering with Middleton, Giannis, Portis, Payne, and Beauchamp as Bobby will step to the free throw line. Second trip to the line for Bobby tonight. made his first two. And he misses his third shot. Jay Crowder going to come back in for Milwaukee. He's going to replace Giannis. Malachi Flynn checks out for the Raptors. Here comes Dennis Schroeder, who has had some of his best scoring games in his career against the Bucks, including a 38-point heater with the Boston Celtics 2 years ago, where he was unstoppable. Portis studies the rim, second free throw on the way, and that is good. So it is going to be Toronto going the other direction, leading by a score of 41-23 now. Or make it 41-24 after the free throw drops for Portis. Schroeder's got it, sends it out top. Scotty Barnes working on Payne, puts up the shot. He had a size advantage but couldn't make it over Payne. Nice rebound underneath by Beauchamp. He feeds it off to Middleton in transition now for Milwaukee. Behind the back dribble, puts up a contested three, couldn't get it to fall. Porter got in his way. Rebound taken underneath. Schroeder races off the other way now for Toronto. Hands off to Ananobi. Gallops down the lane, puts the shot off the window and good with a foul. OG Ananobi right to the heart of the defense and goes right to the free throw line. Payne checks out. Damian Lillard's going to come in to replace him. Dame in 10 minutes, just 2 points on one of three shooting. Toronto has how about 14 assists on seven made field goals for a Raptors team that has really been emphasizing that this season under their new head coach, Darko Rajakovic. Pirtle comes into the game, as does Gary Trent Jr. along with Grady Dick. So almost a full line change. And how about that bench unit coming through for Toronto in that last set there? Free throw's good as Ananobi drills it. So mentioned the Bucks getting clobbered on the glass. How about this, too? Another complete outlier from the other night. Here's a pass down low. Lillard tried to take the feed from Middleton over the shoulder. Had it poked away out of bounds. But I was just saying, the Raptors were outscored 21-12 in second chance points in that game. Tonight, on second chance points, they've outscored the Bucks to the tune of 6-2. Portis checks out. Brook Lopez is back in there along with Jay Crowder, Beauchamp, Middleton, and Lillard now to pull the trigger on the inbound. He zips it into Lopez. Lopez squeezes off a three, and he misses it short. Brook tonight is 0-for-4 from the floor. Now we got a whistle going the other way, and a foul coming on Chris Middleton in transition. For the Bucks, aside from Chris Middleton, no one has more than 5 points. Middleton has 9 in his 8 minutes, and he just got called for a foul. So the inbound pass will come from Jakob Poeltl with 7:07 to play in the second quarter. A 20-point lead for the Raptors, bullying a out-of-sync Bucks unit here tonight north of the border. Bucks come out in a zone look defensively here. Something we haven't seen a lot through the years here in Milwaukee. Here's a pull-up baseline jumper. Poeltl missed it strong, and the rebound taken by Milwaukee. It's Dame Lillard going the other way into the front court, weaving his way through the defense. Takes it right inside of Poeltl, scooped to the hoop, but couldn't finish it. Thought he took a shot to the face. He comes away rubbing his left temple. Here's Grady Dick firing a three-pointer on the other end. It was offline. Rebound on a tip from Lopez is picked up by Middleton. Middleton the other way. 6:29 to play now in the second quarter. Chris, defended by Siakam, takes it right at him, swivels before he works it to the near wing. Beauchamp sends left wing. Lillard's got it there. Dribble drive, knifing his way in traffic. He puts up the runner, back iron strong, but he was fouled. So Damian Lillard will step to the free throw line for the first time here tonight. As Lillard this season has been averaging better than 9 free throw attempts per game in his first 3 games. That's behind only Giannis's 10 free throw attempts a game. Beauchamp going to check out of the game for Milwaukee. Malik Beasley getting set to come in. Free throw's good on the first of 2 from Lillard. So another free throw on the way for Dame, who has shot 27 of 29 thus far on the season at the stripe. Trying to cut it to an 18-point game. Second free throw, good. So, looks like a timeout is coming from the Raptors. Coach Darko Rajakovic hasn't had a whole lot to complain about with his group here tonight. Aside from some turnovers, they have completely dominated the Bucks. 44-26 with 6:18 to play in the second quarter is our score. We'll come back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bucks.com/tickets.
Hey, Bucks fans, who makes dental and vision insurance simple? Well, there's only one answer, definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. We're also brought to you by Pottawatomie. You could say, show me the money at Pottawatomie. $800,000 is up for grabs. Just play with your club card now through November 16th. More at paysbig.com. Well, Toronto starters have really helped their team to this 44-26 lead with just about 6 minutes to play in the opening half. And we got another foul going against the Bucks. Malik Beasley is going to be charged with what will be his first. And that's the Bucks' third foul of the half. But the Raptors starters have connected on 14 of their 23 shots. Schroeder's 0-3, but he has had 7 assists in this first half. The Bucks, conversely, starters 7 of 20 from the floor. Here's a 3-point try, and that one rims 3/4 of the way in before it bounces out on the shot from Trent, but it's cleaned up by Jakob Poeltl, who has really run roughshod on the Bucks here tonight. 8 rebounds, now 10 points for Poeltl, who's gone 5 of 7 from the floor. He's also got 3 blocks. Bucks the other way with 5:44 remaining here in this second quarter. And a half that can't end soon enough. Lopez, nice dish down low, but Middleton missed the layup. However, it's picked up by Lopez, and he misses the layup. So back-to-back missed layups by a couple guys that have made shots like that in their sleep. Nothing's really working for the Bucks tonight. That's just the bottom line. I mean, even when they have it on a silver platter, they've had a hard time taking advantage. Milwaukee is just 29% from the floor. 1 of 12 from the floor, or from 3, as the first free throw is good from Lopez. They have turned the ball over 7 times, and they have been completely blasted on the boards to the tune of 26-13. I mean, it is just about every statistical category. This thing has been a landslide affair. Free throw bounces over the front iron for Lopez. He's shaking his head going the other way. They just need to get some confidence back. You can just feel it. They just don't have that confidence right now. And here's a drive. Trent takes it inside. A head fake gets Lopez to fly by, and he'll lay it in off the window. Brooks, one of the guys more than any that is really having to change his stripes some. And you can see it. The challenge is there for the runner-up for defensive player of the year a season ago. Here's Lillard throwing on the Jets. He blows by everybody and lays it in with a finger roll. 48-30 our score. Raptors all over the Bucks. We've got 5:04 to play here in this opening half. Pascal Siakam with a left-hand dribble sends to Schroeder, a head fake. Steps inside of Lillard, now passes out top to Siakam. Siakam with a bounce pass to Trent. Trent puts up the runner, leaves that one short, but the rebound, nobody picked it up for the Bucks. Easily gathered by Trent again. He'll send out, and Toronto will make him pay again. Schroeder drills the three from the near wing. Two Bucks were standing to either side of that ball as it landed. Nobody went to it. It's just a lot of inhibition, it seems, from this Milwaukee team right now. That's the only way you could describe it. Chris Middleton hoists up a three from the near wing right, misses it. Toronto comes away with it. Racing off Schroeder into the front court. Being trailed by Damian Lillard. Turns the corner, now passes inside. It was knocked away, and it's picked up by Poeltl. Poeltl sends to the corner. Siakam high.